guys, welcome to another episode of Making Moves. Today I decided I'm going to try and podcast while I get ready. I'm going to a Jelly Roll concert tonight and I'm in the mood to yap and I miss talking to you guys and I've had the craziest day and I just want to document it. So we are going to do a little get ready with me. I'm super excited because I feel like I've never seen a podcaster do this. So we're going to try it out. You can tell me if you like it or if you don't like it. If you don't like it, then like maybe I won't do it again. But if you do like it, maybe it's a little bit more entertaining. If you're listening on audio, maybe this is your sign to watch the video this time and like see what the vibes are like. My face is breaking out a little bit right now and it's really annoying me because like I'm in my flirty era. Like I'm out here dating. I'm like doing all the things. I'm like going on dates and it like fucks with my confidence whenever I'm breaking out. Like nothing fucks with my confidence more, honestly, but it's fine. Everyone breaks out. I'm on my period. It's hormonal. It's normal. If I catch someone staring at my acne, I'm just going to be like, it's hormonal, and then make them uncomfortable because like, why the fork are you staring at my acne, you know? Okay, I'm going in with the Drunk Elephant dewy drops or like the bronzing drops. I don't know, just to like feel something. I need a self-tan tonight because tomorrow I'm going to Memphis, Tennessee for my friend Anna Grace's wedding. And I'm so excited to celebrate her and see her and like see all my friends like Sarah and Shannon. And I don't know, all of, you know, those girly pops that'll be there. But I am a little nervous, I'm not going to lie, because I don't have a plus one. Like I'm just going alone and I've never been to Memphis before. So it's just like new city, new group, new people. And Sarah and Shannon, like the people I know the most, are bridesmaids. The thing I keep trying to tell myself, even though I am an extrovert and like I'll be fine and like I can meet people like so easily, like that's not what I'm scared about. I feel like I just get a little nervous, like, okay, what am I gonna do during the day? Like, I don't wanna bother people. Like, it's that type of thing. But the thing I try to remind myself, which I think is just a good reminder in life, is that amazing people know other amazing people. Like, great people attract other great people. This is your sign. Like, if you're invited to something by someone who's amazing, but you don't know anyone else and you're like kind of scared to go, maybe just bite the bullet and go, because like they're inevitably going to surround themselves with other like-minded, amazing, fabulous, great people. And you might meet someone that could be like a regular in your life, like that could be a new character in your life just by going to this, because this person that invited you is awesome. So they're gonna have other awesome people around them. And I feel like that's what I try to remind myself when I'm like not feeling it. I'm putting on my eyebrows right now. This is from, oh, that sounded great. From Benefit 24-hour brow setter. I love this product. It's like a holy grail of mine. Anyway, I just feel like I'm totally going to be fine and it's going to be such a fun weekend. And you know what? Maybe I need a little like weekend to myself. I feel like in LA, I've been like doing the most and like been working around other people's schedules and like, I don't know, just kind of doing what my friend group has been doing. And maybe I'll challenge myself right now to try and meet like 5 to 10 new people. I feel like that's easy. Let's say 10. I feel like that's more of a challenge because I'm a yapper and it's easy to meet new people. Like if you're at a wedding, it's so easy. It's just scary when you're like alone and everyone has a plus one or is like coupled up. It will definitely get me outside of my comfort zone, which is always good. Now I'm going to go in with my NARS light reflecting foundation. This shit is amazing. The best foundation. And everyone always asks me, oh my God, what do you have on your skin? Your skin looks amazing. It's this shit. It's light, but it actually covers up your skin. This isn't like a beauty tutorial, by the way. I'm just like, feel like I need to address, especially for the audio listeners that are listening. They're like, what the heck is that product that I can hear? So anyway, as I apply this, I kind of want to answer some of your guys's burning questions. I threw up an Instagram story the other day asking for questions you guys had for the pod. And I didn't even like request a theme. I was just like any and all questions. And we're going to get into it in a sec. I just have to tell you before we get into it, like the craziest shit that happened to me today. You guys, when I tell you, I don't know that anything has ever been crazier in my life as far as like woo woo good energy. I feel like I literally just said on last week's episode how amazing I am feeling after moving into this specific apartment in this specific area, and like how that has really been a huge factor in me getting my groove back. And it's so crazy because I literally just found out today that one of my idols lived in this exact unit. So the reason I found out is because I have been receiving this person's mail, like old mail, and I'll like give it back to my landlord or send it back or whatever the case is. I had the hunch. I was like, what are the odds like that this person lived here? Like there's no way, right? Especially like my unit too. And long story short, I found out that it was the person that I'm thinking of. I like wish that I could tell you who it is because there's like so much lore that goes into it. But just know like one of my idols lived here and their career really blew the fork up here. Actually, honestly, their whole life did. They really kickstarted their like insane personal life and insane career in this place that I'm living in right now. And it's just so crazy that like they had a whole life here. And it's just so insane, like picturing like, oh my God, I wonder how they decorated it or like how it looked. And it just goes to show that this place has incredible energy, incredible juju, incredible vibes. I'm just like kicking my feet, giddy, like freaking out. It felt like such a good sign. Like, I don't know how else to explain it. Please just imagine just for a second, like you living in your current place and like your literal idol living there previously. Out of all the places and units and numbers and just like areas in LA that you can live in, like the fact that someone I look up to so much has lived here is insane. Like when I found this place, I knew it had amazing energy and I had a gut feeling that I was going to move in here. But it just goes to show, like, seriously, trust your gut, trust your intuition. Like feeling and energy and like vibes are way more important sometimes than like logistics and facts and other things. Like you have to trust your gut. You really do. And I think the same thing goes for like dating, relationships, jobs. Like it's just sometimes a vibe. Even when you're like hiring someone, like it's sometimes, you know, sometimes people have like a better resume, but like this person's vibe is way better. And like, that's more important, you know? So yeah, I'm like kind of on cloud nine right now because I just feel like that's such a good omen, such good energy. Like my friends are freaking out just because they're like, TK, that is like so you and so insane. But obviously for like privacy reasons, like I'm not going to disclose who it is until like I move out of this place. But so insane. I hope that I meet them one day and we can like bond over this because like it's just so crazy. I think another thing that this whole saga of finding out like someone iconic lived here has taught me is that it's so important to visualize your life and look up to people and like kind of not only look up to them in like one aspect of their life. Like I'm really big on like surrounding myself with people that literally live a life that I want to live. Like they don't just have the career I have. They don't just have like the husband that I would like to have one day. Like they have it all. And I think that's really important when you're looking for like a new job or you're dating or whatever the case is. Like you really need to pay attention to what your boss does outside of work. You really need to pay attention to what your crush does on the weekends when they're not working, how they act at work, you know, what's their daily routine like? Are they working out regularly? Do they like to go out to eat? Do they like to spend time with their family? Like things like that, especially if you're looking for a new job and your boss like doesn't ever spend time with their family or doesn't value friendships or doesn't, you know, those things are important because if they don't value friendships, then they're not going to understand that you value friendships and you'll never get time off to go home or like just little things like that. It's really important to look at the big picture. And when you visualize your future self, like think about the big picture and what you want. Like, you know, do you want to be working on the weekends? Do you see yourself going on a family vacation regularly or, you know, every year? Even little things like, do you see yourself waking up and going for a hike and getting a smoothie? Or are you more so the like rot in bed all day and order food and like be in sweats all day? Like, because that's important because you ideally want to date someone that's similar to you. Or surround yourself with people that are similar to you because then you'll have a similar outlook. I look fucking crazy right now. I'm putting on my contour. Anyway, it's something that I've been thinking about a lot and the way I visualize my future self and like my higher self, like that's a big thing right now is like people are like type out your dream day to ChatGPT and then it'll like explain what your life is going to look like. And I haven't done that yet. I really want to. But I think it's important to like do that before you even type it into ChatGPT. Write out what you visualize your life to be like, because the more you visualize it and plan it out, like the easier it will be to accomplish and make happen. And I think it's fun and helpful when there's like other people that have done what you want to accomplish before you have. And when you have someone to look up to that has like already done a lot of things that you want to do one day, like they can teach you how to do it in an easier way. Like you can learn from their mistakes. So I'm really big on that. And it's just so cool that someone that I have looked up to for so long clearly was on/is on a similar path to what I'm on, or I'm on a similar path to what they're on. It felt like a hug the universe gave me, which was so kind. Honestly, it didn't even feel like a hug. It felt like a kiss on the lips from the universe. So thank you, universe, for doing that. I really appreciate it. It's so funny too. Like, I don't know, like maybe I'm being DeLulu, but I'm just going to say it anyway. It's like good to be DeLulu, by the way. Like sometimes I feel like when I found this news out and I thought about this person's life and like what it panned out to be, it made me think like, oh my God, they probably never in a million years thought all of this amazing stuff would happen to them. Like they probably are blown away at where they are in life right now. I immediately thought the same was going to happen for me. Like I probably can't even write down what's going to happen for me one day because it's like way bigger and way better and a perfect fit for me. And that like gives me peace and makes me excited about life, especially about with like the men I'm dealing with currently. I had a moment LOLing and like thinking about the silly, stupid men that I've been like thinking about or fantasizing about or like having a crush on right now who like just like aren't giving much. And I'm probably going to look back and laugh at like me, not spiraling, but like even thinking about having a crush on these men, because it's like the perfect guy will come when the time is right. And they're probably bigger and better and more awesome than I could ever even imagine. And that brings me peace. And it should bring you peace too, knowing that like if things are confusing right now in your love life or you're spiraling a little, like you shouldn't be confused ever. Like your perfect person will never make you feel confused. Things should be crystal clear. It should be easy to say that they like you. They should be able to fully immerse themselves into your life and love every bit of it and love every part of you. And like, you shouldn't be like scary or intimidating to them at all. So I think anyone that's giving you anything less than that can kick rocks. Like, honestly, I know these men right now probably are not my person, but whatever. I'm enjoying it. Okay. I wanted to answer your burning questions. And the first one is, and I got this a lot, which is why I want to answer it first, because I feel like I have multiple answers. The question is best networking advice. Or another one was all things networking. I know you've talked about it before, but I feel so awkward trying to network. Help. Okay, let's go to the first one. We'll start simple. And I'm just going to say my off the cuff, haven't even thought about what I want to say. Just like, this is like what I would tell a friend if they asked me right in front of me. And I feel like that's what I'm trying to do more on this podcast. Like, y'all are my friends. I want to help you. I want to see you thriving. I'm rooting for you. I want to see you succeed. So like, this is what I would tell my friend who I want to succeed. I want all my friends to succeed. Networking is like doing a dance. Okay. There's a line that you can cross. Let's picture the line as like being out of bounds, like when you're playing pickleball or you're playing football or any type of sport. If you go out of bounds, you're crossing the line and it's too much and it's not going to land and it might ruin any other opportunity you'll have in the future. Like you cannot fully cross the line. Now, you can kind of dance on the line. You know, when you like are playing pickleball or you're playing tennis and the ball hits the line and like technically it's in because it hit the line. It's not outside the line. Now that's your sweet spot with networking. Like that's how you advance your career or, you know, like get what you want out of networking. And the best way to like start with networking is just being a good conversationalist. Like don't even worry about, you know, your career advancements or like what you want to take away from this conversation. Like don't even worry about that. I would more so just start with having good chemistry with this person. Okay. And the best way to have chemistry with someone is by finding common ground. And it ultimately is a vibe. So to find common ground, the easiest way to do that is by asking questions that are simple and easy to answer. So some of my favorite questions to ask when I don't know what the fork to ask someone are, do you have any siblings? Okay. Most of the time people have siblings, and you know what, if they don't, easiest path to go down. Cause they're like, no, I'm actually an only child. And then you can be like, oh my God, I never would have guessed. Like, do you wish you had siblings? Like, there's so many random follow-up questions, even if they don't have siblings. But like, most people I feel like do have siblings, or like have a friend that feels like a sibling, or have a cousin that feels like a sibling. Another question you can ask is, where did you grow up? Okay. These are just like simple, easy to talk about things. And it's not revealing too much, yet at the same time, it's so personal that like, if you go down that rabbit hole, like of where you grew up, what was it like growing up there? Are you close with your family still? Would you ever move back? Do you have any hometown friends? Like, what do you miss the most about your hometown? Like, all of these questions that can come flowing out of that one question or this one conversation, like, they're so easy to talk about because they're second nature, but at the same time, they're so intimate because it's like one of the most like intimate things about you, like where you grew up, like how were you raised? Like, if you find any common ground when they start speaking about where they grow up, like if you ask the question, where did you grow up? And they say Long Island, New York, and like, I'm a Midwesterner. My connection, like, you have to think of what's going to connect the dots, okay? So my only connection that I can think of right now are like two of my best friends are from Long Island, New York, okay? And on top of that, I have a ton of friends that are just from New York in general, but I'm thinking of the two that are from Long Island. I'm like, oh my gosh, one of my best friends, Emily, is from there. What part of town were you in? Maybe I can ask her if it was the same. When did you move to LA, or when did you move to the current city? Like, I feel like there's so many things to talk about from that question. But like, the main thing you want to do when you're networking is connect the forking dots. Okay. You want to make a connection so that they feel tied to you. They're like, oh my God, like, we have a similar upbringing, or we have a mutual connection. Now, it's okay if you're struggling to connect the dots. Like, in that case, it's important to still be curious. The key to networking, and like, I think the key to being a good conversationalist and the key to having a successful date, is like just ripping questions, okay? But to be an expert conversationalist, the questions kind of need to make sense and all fall under the same umbrella. Now, it's okay if you go on tangents every once in a while and it kind of makes sense because, you know, they brought up that they actually played basketball growing up, and, you know, your brother played basketball in AAU. Like, it's okay to kind of make those connections and, you know, allow randomness and surprises to happen within the conversation. But I think a expert conversationalist is someone that kind of ties everything together, and it's all under the same umbrella, and it's just true curiosity, and it's you not trying to gain anything from this. It's not obvious that you're trying to get personal gain from this. And you need to pay attention. Like, it's obvious to me when I'm talking to someone and they're not paying attention, or, you know, they're kind of checked out, or they're kind of looking all over the room, like, who else is here? And that's okay. And that's natural. And that's normal. But the more you can stay in contact with this person and keep this person engaged and interested in the conversation, and like, you get them interested by getting them to talk about themselves. Like, it really is simple. You just get them to talk about themselves, stay curious, and ask good questions. Like, it really is simple. So some of my favorite questions are, like I said, where are you from? Another great question. Do you have any siblings? Another great question. Do you have any trips coming up? Another great question that like I love to ask all the time are like, what are your favorite restaurants in LA? Or like, what part of town are you in LA? Because I feel like it says a lot about someone, what part of town they're in LA. Someone that lives in Silver Lake is most likely going to be so different from someone that lives in Venice versus someone that lives in the Palisades versus someone that lives in Beverly Hills. Like, you're kind of honestly doing like market research on this person, and you're like, and you're taking little bits and pieces of what they tell you and, you know, figuring them out. Some other ones that just come top of mind, like, I'm going to Jelly Roll tonight, right? So I'm probably going to meet a bunch of new people, and some things I'm going to ask them are, I'm probably going to be around like content creators or other industry people. So I'm going to be like, oh my God, what do you do for work? Okay. Another great question that you can ask if you live in like LA or New York, or, you know, a city that's very clout chasing vibes, you can be like, what do you do when you're not working? Okay. In that case, I would bring up pickleball. By the way, all the time I reverse engineer. Like, if I want to be talking about pickleball, or I want to be talking about acting or I want to be talking about something specific, let's just say pickleball, I'll reverse engineer and I'll be like, how can I talk about this? Well, first things first is I could like talk about, oh my God, are you dating anyone? And then I could talk about having a crush and then I could be like, oh my God, I have a crush right now that I met through pickleball. Like that's one way. Another way is I could be like, what do you like to do outside of work? And then they're like, oh my gosh, I'm obsessed with pottery right now and like ceramics and, you know, painting and yada, yada, yada. And then they'll throw the question back. Like it's such an easy conversation thing to do is like throw questions back. And you, like, what about you? How do you feel about that? Do you think you would be good at pickleball? And so in that case, I would be like, oh my God, something I've been addicted to lately that gets me off my phone and like helps me not work is pickleball. I'm obsessed with it because of A, B, and C. You should try it. Have you ever heard of it? Let me explain the rules to you. This is why I love it. That's what's cool about conversations and meeting someone new is like, there's no rules and you can really drive the conversation. And you know what? People love if you're the person driving it. And I don't mind being the driver. Quite literally in real life, I like driving. Like I like driving the car. I'd rather someone else be my passenger than me being the passenger, unless it's a hot man. Like, please drive me. But like, I get stressed out too much when I'm not in control and I like being the driver. So I think it's fun driving the conversation. People also love when they don't have to think and they're not stressed out about asking the questions and they love talking about themselves and they love it when you're the one that like breaks the ice and goes up to them first. I feel like everyone at an event is socially awkward and socially anxious and they're like, oh my God, I don't want to be awkward. I don't want to be weird, like going up to this person. I don't want to bug them. No, people love it when you come up to them first and start yapping because they're probably nervous and they're wanting to talk to someone and don't want to look awkward alone. Like you just have to bite the bullet, go up to them. And the best thing you can say when you go up to them or to start a conversation, if you have no idea who the person is give them a compliment about anything they're wearing or their skin or their makeup or their eyebrows or their hair coloring or their haircut or their shoes, their bracelet, their literally, when I tell you, it could be anything. Like you could be like, this is so weird, but like, I saw you talking to that person earlier and you have amazing energy. I just had to tell you, like, you just blew me away. I don't know, blah, blah, blah. Like that's like a amazing compliment. Like when people tell me that, I'm like, oh my God, that was literally just made my day. But like, it can be so simple. Be like, oh my God, where did you get your earrings from? They look amazing. It's so easy. And then they'll be like, oh my God, I got them from this place, blah, 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 blah. I got them on sale. You need to try them out. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what's that store? I've never heard of it. Like, it's just so simple. You just have to break the ice and like know you're in control and know you can ask different questions. And it's okay if like the conversation kind of ends and you start getting a little quiet and you know, there's an awkward moment, like bring out another random question, be like, so do you have any trips coming up? And the other thing is, I think when it comes to networking that I think is a little underrated that like I just naturally have, I guess, is like, I think when you don't have a goal, like I think if you're bad at networking, don't have a goal by the end of the conversation. If you're good at networking, like you can have a goal and like do that whole thing and like try and get your contact or try and get connected or like whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. But like, I think if you're bad at talking to people, thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. So as we all know, I've been traveling a ton this summer and it feels like I can never get a break, which means my hormones are out of whack and my sleep is all over the place, which is why I am so obsessed with Hormone Harmony. It's amazing because it helps with cravings, bloating, feeling a little bit down or off. Maybe if you struggle to find comfort in your body or you experience bad quality sleep, Hormone Harmony is just what you need. I don't know about you guys, but I feel like the older I get, the more I tap into my womanhood of it all, the hormones of it all, the PMSing of it all. And if there is anything I can do to help those 2 weeks where I feel off, you best believe I'm gonna try it. And when I tell you, you have to try Hormone Harmony, it is quite literally made me feel like a normal human throughout those 2 weeks, which is amazing because when I am PMSing, I do not feel myself. And now it's easier to manage when I'm PMSing with Hormone Harmony. Some of my favorite things about Hormone Harmony are that it supports hormonal balance and regulation. It supports your cortisol levels. It promotes healthy weight loss and curb carb cravings, improves your sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas, relieves hot flashes, mood swings, etc. All the things that us women have to deal with 2 weeks out of the month, Hormone Harmony will help with. Happy Mammoth is the company that created Hormone Harmony, and it is dedicated to making women's lives easier. Like, I love to hear that. Hormone Harmony has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit is feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews. And there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code MOVES, that's M-O-V-E-S, at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MOVES for 15% off today. Thanks again to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring, and let's get into the rest of the episode.
Well, and you know you're socially anxious, like just don't have a goal because you're setting yourself almost up to fail and you're like ruining the candidness of the conversation. And I think the best conversationalists and networkers are just good on the spot and they're genuine and they're candid and it makes people want to help them because it doesn't feel schemey or slimy or like they're being used. So I think like just have in your head, you have no goal afterwards. Like let's say you've been trying to meet with this person forever and you want to work with them. Like you're not going to get the job by meeting them for the first time ever. Like let's just be honest. You're probably not going to get the job. So like don't even have that in your head. Just make the connection, compliment them, have a really good moment. And leave the conversation before you think you should. Always leave the party, the conversation, the date, the wherever the fork you are, leave it before you think you should because you always want to leave people wanting a little more and you don't want to overstay your welcome. That's where you're crossing the line, okay? You're not doing the dance. You're not even on the line. You're crossing the line and now you're annoying this person and now they're going to have in your head, like, you don't want to be associated with, oh, this person's here or, oh, 1 second, I have to talk to this person for a sec. Like you don't want to be associated with that vibe at all. You want people to be happy to see you. You want to make them feel good after the conversation. You want to leave them wanting more and only feel good vibes, good energy. Okay. That's another thing is like how to be good at networking. It's just like, don't overthink it. Have fun and have a good little bite-sized appetizer of a moment of a conversation and then get the fork out of there. Like move along. If you run into each other later in the night, that's totally fine. And that's fabulous. But like, don't be annoying and don't ask for literally anything. Like that's where people get lost in the sauce is like, in what world do you think it would be normal? Like imagine you being a person at a party and like someone just like comes up to you, like you're their forking assistant and like starts asking you for things. Like you would be like, who the fuck does this person think they are? Don't expect anything from anyone ever. And just like be there to be a good time and be a light, breezy, fun moment in the night. Okay. It's really not that deep. And that's like the only goal is just to be like fun vibes, good energy. I like that person. Get the fork out, go to the bar. Okay. Great way to exit a conversation. I'm going to go get a drink or I'm going to go to the bathroom or oh my God, I see my friend. I'm going to go over here. So sorry, my friend just texted me. I got to answer this, but so good to see you. Have a great night. I hope I see you soon. You want to get in there and out of there. Okay. In and out burger. Okay. Going back to don't ask anyone for anything and don't expect anything from anyone. I just have to say this because it's one of my favorite sayings or just like analogies or concepts that I like think about all the time. I'm a big like saying girl and like I'm a big visualizer. So if I can like visualize a saying and I'm like that hits different, like I feel like I reference them all the time. That's why I always say, if you think you're beaten, you are. Like that's just something that like makes sense to me. It hits and I feel like I understand exactly what that means. You know what I mean? Like it just hits different for me. So something that hit different for me, which I've talked about a gazillion times, I've referenced a gazillion times. If you follow me, you've probably heard me say it, but I just have to say it again because it is something that pertains to networking. And it's Gary Vee's book that's called Jab, 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 Right Hook. And basically the whole concept of this saying is the visual of a boxer, okay? When you're boxing, the ultimate goal is to right hook and knock the person out, right? So this whole concept like makes sense to me visually because basically what he's saying is you should jab, jab, jab a gazillion times before you knock out and right hook. And what he's saying is like provide value, provide value, provide value. Then when you've provided the most amount of value and like helped this person and like been a great vibe, that's when you right hook and ask for what you need or what you want. So like, don't go swinging in hot with like asking someone for a favor. Like, they don't owe you shit. And by the way, that's weird and not self-aware. Like, don't be a weirdo, okay? Go in, be a good time. Like, I think like the first conversation when you're networking should just be like, good vibes, good time, happy to see them, and get the fork out of there. The second time can be like, oh, we made more of a connection. How can I help you? Who can I connect you with? I have this idea for your podcast. I have this idea for your socials. Oh, you're looking to buy a house? Let me connect you with my realtor. Like, provide value, okay? Help this person out. Like, connect them, gas them up, give them ideas, compliment them. Like, these are your jabs, okay? Then the next time you see them, same thing. Introduce them to your friend. Buy them a drink. You're doing this dance. Like, you should give, 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 jab, 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 jab. Then when the time's right, after you've like jabbed as much as you can and you've given as much as you can and they trust you and you have a good relationship and you've done them a gazillion favors, then that's when you ask, hey, by the way, I saw that you're friends with blah, blah, blah. Obviously don't want to overstep and make it weird, but would you ever mind connecting me with so-and-so? Or, hey, I would love to send you this product. Do you mind sending me your address? Like, that's when you right hook and that's when you ask for what you want. But don't be weird and don't ask it too soon. Like, I would much rather you wait way longer than you need to ask for something than the opposite. I feel like I need to tell myself because I almost wait too long. Like, dude, just ask. It's fine. You've done them a gazillion favors. You've shouted them out a gazillion times. Like, TK, just forking ask for what you want or ask for advice. But like, y'all aren't me, okay? Get yourself off your high horse and just jab and give people what they need, gas them up, provide value, do them a service, do them favors, like work for free. And then after like a year, then you can ask for your favor, okay? I can literally think of people at the top of my head that when I see them at an event, I'm like, I know they're going to ask me for like a connection, or I know they're going to ask me to do some wackadoodle shit that I just don't want to do. And like, I don't want to see them. Like, you don't want anyone to feel that way about you. There's been times where like I've been DMing someone and I've been like going back and forth and I'm like happy to DM them. And then I'll like give them a little bit. I'm like, yeah, like let me connect you with so-and-so. And then they overshoot it. They're like, oh, and can you connect me to blah, blah, blah? Oh, and can you post this? Oh, and can you blah, 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 blah? And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. I did not sign up for this. Now I'm quite frankly uncomfortable. Thirdly, like I want nothing to do with you. And like now I feel used and weird. So you don't ever, ever, ever want to come off as that. I find that the most successful people that I know in this industry barely ask anyone for anything because they're too scared to, and they know how valuable the relationships are. And honestly, there's been a lot of people that have just been used or burned or like asked for too much when there isn't any relationship foundation underneath. If you have no foundation within your relationship with someone that you're trying to get something from, like why the fuck do you think you can have the audacity to ask them for something? Like that's fucking nuts. Another thing that comes to mind when I think of networking and just something that is so helpful, honestly, are mutual connections. Like if you have any type of mutual connection with this person, bring it the fuck up and don't like name drop and be weird about it. Make a little puzzle and a path to get there. Let's say you know you have a mutual connection with someone and the other person doesn't know, and you know that like your mutual connection is like obsessed with country music. Like somehow bring up country music in the conversation and be like, oh my God, my friend so-and-so is obsessed with them. And then they'll be like, oh my God, like, wait, you know, it's so-and-so. You can even just bring it up and like rip off the bandaid. You can be like, oh my God, I think we have so many mutual friends. Like, do you know blah, blah, blah? We've actually talked about you before. They've said great things. That literally just happened when I ran into Tanya Rad at Aloe. I was talking to her and I was telling her how big of a fan I was. And I was like, oh my God, we actually have so many mutual connections. Like, she was like, who? And then I start listing off random people and she ended up following me on Instagram. Like, I literally love her so much. I'm so honored. But I feel like she followed me because she probably saw, first of all of our mutual connections and was like, oh my God, like this girl's totally in my orbit. Have I not heard of her before? I think mutual connections are like one of the best like telltale signs of like check marking, like, oh, they're normal, or like, oh, they're a good person, or like, oh, they're cool. Because then it just kind of like lets the mutual connection do the work for you. Because if they like their mutual, then they're like most likely going to like you. Like I said at the beginning of the podcast, cool people know other cool people. Great people know other great people. It's just a thing. All right, guys, I'm back. I was getting Kenzie settled and we were yapping and I ate some food. I made the most delicious wraps with the siete tortillas. And then I put turkey and mayo and lemon and avocado and Parmesan cheese and butter lettuce. Oh my God. Like I know I'm going to hyperfixate on it for like 2 weeks and then get so sick of it that I can't even think about it. But like, it's so fun to find a new meal to hyperfixate over, especially like if you're making it at home, like, holy shit, I feel like a beast right now. Anyway, I feel like we're going to tie a bow on the networking question because I feel like I gave a lot for just one question and I want to answer a few more before I wrap up this episode. But if you want me to do more in-depth networking episodes, I'm happy to do that. I'm happy to go down that road again and tell you even more tips and tricks. I know networking can sound intimidating and so many people struggle with social anxiety and talking to people and conversing, but be yourself, have fun, get into the convo, ask some good questions and get the fork out and you'll be in the clear. Okay, the next question is a fun one. Who are you rooting for on Dancing with the Stars? Okay, I've got to be honest. I've never been like a huge Dancing with the Stars person. Like, I've never watched it on TV. I'm going in with James Charles's painted blush, but I do be watching the clips on TikTok. And after watching the clips, I love Alona. I think she's probably my favorite. I also love Pommel Horse Steve, the like Olympian guy. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm really shocked by Brooks and Gleb. Like, she's a good dancer. She's obviously so hot and it's fun watching them like make out and be obsessed with each other. Like, I'm kind of living for this. What's crazy is I realized her and I are the same age, which is fucking nuts. Like, she's so beautiful and so hot, but for some reason I thought she was like in her 30s. I don't know why. Like, she's obviously so gorgeous. She just, maybe it's like the way she carries herself. I don't know. I would say those are my favorites. Who is another person that I liked? Oh, I also am like interested or intrigued by Danny Amendola, Xandra's man. Just because, like, obviously he's hot too and he's so random and like, sorry, but I've never really heard of him and I think it's so random that he's on it and I feel like he's like, sorry, but like irrelevant just like to be a star on Dancing with the Stars, but like, go off. I think he's like dancing really well, or I like keep seeing the clips and I'm like, whoa, not him like actually being good. So I feel like this is like a good career move for him because like now I know who his name is. Now I know who he is. Like, now I know what he's all about. And like, he's kind of on my radar and he's kind of a zaddy. So yeah, like, go off, Xandra. Do I think Xandra's out of his league? Absolutely. Like, Xandra, what the fork are you doing? Like, that man, first of all, is just like way too old for you. Like, it's probably so much more of a flex for him to be dating her than vice versa. Like, she needs to be like slaying with a 28-year-old or something who's like crushing it. Like, she needs to be dating like an athlete or like another DJ or, I don't know, someone with all due respect to Danny Amendola or whatever the fork his name is, but like, she needs to be dating someone like a little bit more relevant or just like less of a fork boy. Like, I don't like the way he kind of talked about her. He was like, yeah, my friend. I'm like, you're literally like 40. Like, are you still being friends? Like, you're still in the talking stage with people. I'm like, you sound like a 22-year-old when you say that. That's kind of crazy and cringe to me. But like, he is a zaddy, so I do get it, Xandra. I do get it. It's probably fun for her and she gets to like go to the Aloe gym when she visits, so it's like, go off, girl. What clubs did you do in high school / did you do anything to benefit your career? I don't think there's any like specific club that like catapulted my career or like helped me get to where I am today, but I do think being in extracurricular activities, specifically being a leader in them. So like being the president of a club or being the captain of the cheer squad or being the captain of the whatever team, I think that stands out. And I think it's important to diversify your extracurricular activities. So like, for instance, I was like the president of the environmental club. And then I also was a executive on Dance Marathon. And I also was a cheer captain. So I feel like all those things are like cool and respectable within their own. But like the fact that I did three totally different things, I feel like diversified me as a individual and it like stands out because I feel like people don't expect like, you know, the captain of the football team to be like the president of the environmental club. Like, I feel like it shows that you're interested in different things and can like get along with different types of people. And I think it's really important if you like work your way up and like focus on one club and work your way up to be the president or like a chair or like an officer, because it just shows that you can handle the responsibility and you're a good leader and people listen to you and pay attention. Oh, I also was our class president, like LOL. Am I supposed to be in charge of doing the 10-year reunion? Cause like, honestly, I'm stressed about it. And like, personally, if I'm being honest, like, I don't give a shit about going to a 10-year reunion. Like, I'm like, I had my guy friends be like, are you planning it? And I'm like, I don't really want to. Like, I don't care to go. But I'm like, if that's my responsibility and like people are expecting me to, like, should I? I don't know. It could kind of be like a funny bit in my life. But like, I just don't have a strong desire to do that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm still in contact with people I want to see. And then like the people I don't want to see, like, I don't have to see. And like at the 10-year reunion, that's like opening a can of worms that, like, I don't know. I just feel like it's a lot of responsibility. And if I want to do it, it's going to be like fucking sick. But like, I just know it's going to take a lot of time and energy. And I'm like, do I do it in our hometown? Like, where do we do these things? Like, do I do it in, like, I can't do it in LA. Like, that wouldn't make sense. Like, but like, where the fork do I do it at home? You know, does a 10-year reunion even make sense? Like, have you been out of school long enough? Or do I plan like a 20-year reunion? I don't know. I feel like that makes more sense to me. I feel like I need to ask around and like ask my friends what the vibe is. I just know I'm personally like not dying to plan it or to go. So I'm like, can't imagine other people are dying to go. Kind of crazy though that I was our class president. Like, huh? So random. It does track though. It does make sense. I think like definitely having that on my resume like helped. And it like, I don't know. I think someone who is class president or like president of any club can handle a lot more than someone who isn't. I'll just say that. Get involved in something that you're passionate about and you feel like you could have fun doing, and then work your way up and make connections and get outside of your box. I think all of those things are healthy and good to do. And like, someone that is involved in a bunch of things is way more enticing and a better candidate than like someone that's going to go home and rot after school every day, in my opinion. When are you doing a house tour? I don't know. Probably not anytime soon. One, just because like it's not even close to being done. I think I'm more so going to show bits and pieces as I finish decorating my house. Like, for instance, like right now, this is my project, the IKEA closet that I just got built. And like, I need to organize everything within it. And like, I don't know, I'm taking one thing at a time. And also just for safety, I don't really feel comfortable doing a full-blown tour, but I am going to show like bits and pieces. So if you follow me along, you will see that. I'll probably do a tour maybe towards the end of my chapter, or maybe I will do a tour. I don't know. I'm like open to it, but like I'm not close to being done with my stuff. So I'm not going to do it anytime soon, but like in the near future, maybe I'll do a tour. Let me know. Like, do you guys want to see a tour of my place? Please comment down below. The next question, this is interesting. Advice you would give a 20-year-old who has money saved up and wants to get out of your hometown. My advice is simple. Move the fork out. What are you waiting for? There's never going to be a good time to move out of your hometown. It's one of the best things I ever did for my personal growth is moving out of my hometown. You learn so much about yourself. You can always move back. And I think everyone should do it. I think everyone should experience it. Life is way too short to not try and do what you've always wanted to do and push yourself and get out of your comfort zone. Nothing's going to happen for you if you're just like sitting at home waiting for shit to happen. You have to make it happen yourself and get the fork out of your hometown. See the world. Get yourself surrounded by people who weren't raised the same as you. It's awesome. It opens up your mind. It shows you, it introduces you to fresh perspectives. It's just good. Everyone should do it. And you can kind of tell when people don't move out of their hometown. I get it. I'm not knocking it. It's not for me. I think everyone should move out of their hometown at some point. That's just like my personal opinion. I don't think like you're a bad person if you don't. I do think you're not as like worldly or, you know, have as open of a mind if you haven't moved out of your hometown. And I think it shows. I think it's obvious when people have moved out and they have fresh perspectives and have different types of people in their life and friends with different backgrounds and different races and different, just like the way they were raised. Like, I think that's important to like see different perspectives, because you don't want to be like, think about how boring it would be if like everyone in your life was raised the same as you. And it just feels so narrow, like when there's this like amazing world out there, you know?
I'm putting on lip liner. Sorry, can't really speak right now. Putting on Love Trap by Charlotte Tilbury.
Let's put on some Benetint. What is your biggest turn off?
I would say currently my biggest turn off is someone that is wishy-washy and doesn't know what they want and like isn't confident in their decisions. Like, someone who's indecisive and doesn't make it crystal clear to me if they like me or not. And they're not making a plan, like not making a plan when you've been flirting with me, tossing me likes on my story, texting me, asking me to hang out. Like, it's just weird to me and it's unattractive and it's just a turnoff. I'm like, okay, so you don't follow through.
Like, you don't finish the job. Like, you don't execute. That's what it says to me, is like, you're the type of person that's like halfway in. And like, I don't really fuck with that. It also drives me nuts. Like, it's turn off to me and friends when they're like, yeah, like, I'm kind of interested in going to this thing you invited me to, but like, who's going to be there? And like, what's it going to be like? I'm just like, can you like fucking commit? Like, people with commitment issues and like who aren't willing to execute and finish the job and like go after what they want, that to me is a turnoff. Sorry. What's your fear or phobia? Okay. My irrational fear is like Disney adults. Like, sorry. Y'all are fucking weird. That's just, y'all are scary. I think it's weird. Sorry. Grow up. I'm allowed to have an opinion. And so are you. If you are a Disney adult, I'm sorry, I don't really fuck with that. I'm sure there's things that I do that you don't really fuck with, but that's okay. My other fear is like unattached hair. Like, I can't even think about it. Like, ooh. Like, ew, I can't even, when people like take their hair and like put it on the shower, I want to throw up. Like, that's like a phobia of mine. And then like actual like greatest fear is like ending up being alone, like not finding my person, doing life and like getting all these cool experiences alone and not being able to share it with someone, which like, I know ultimately I will always have my friends and my family and like my brother and stuff, but like, I want a lover, and like not finding my partner in crime that I can like do life with and also have sex with like really scares me. But I know I'll find them. It's just gonna take some time, but it just scares me. Oh, this is crazy. What's your favorite physical feature? Probably my mouth, my lips, and my teeth. I feel like I was blessed in that department, and everyone always asks if I've gotten lip filler. No, I'm just naturally this juicy. Like, can you believe it? I also just like, I think a smile on someone is so attractive. And I'm grateful I'm confident in my smile, because I do be smiling a lot and it keeps me smiling. And I would say that probably. What a cute question. Why don't you guys comment down below what your favorite physical feature of yourself is? And it's funny, I like am attracted to smiles, and like, I feel like when I'm like crushing on a guy, I'm like looking at their mouth more than their eyes, because like, I don't know, I'm like a big mouth girl. I want to see like what's going on in there. Do you brush? Like, are you flossing? Are you tongue scraping? Are you whitening? You know what I mean? Are you applying chapstick? Like, I can't with a man, even if he has the most amazing teeth, but if he has like crusty, dusty lips, like, ugh. Get some fucking Aquaphor, bitch. Are you in a secret relationship? I don't know. You'll just have to see. Maybe I'll hard launch soon. No, I'm kidding. I'm manifesting that. I have some crushes right now. I'm having fun. I'll just say that. Ways to approach guys at a bar. Good question. I think one of the best ways to approach men at a bar is by asking them for a favor, like being like, oh my God, can you hand me this napkin? Or like, can you take a photo of me and my friend? I mean, you can always toss a compliment, but I think like the whole hunting male shit is better if you like ask them for a favor. And a really good one is asking them to take a photo of you and your friends. I think that's really fun and cute. And like joking, I think like banter and joking and kind of roasting is a good way to approach versus like complimenting. Like, if you see a girl that you want to be friends with, compliment her. If you see a guy that you want to like hook up with, or, you know, start kikiing with and like have a crush on, like, I think roast him. And like, if he doesn't take the roast well, like, he's fucking weird. Like, you don't even want to be around him. I think like roasting can be like hot and fun and like a good indicator if they have a sense of humor. Okay, those are all the questions I'm going to answer for now. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to this episode of Making Moves. If you haven't yet, please leave me a review and a rating. It would mean so much to me. And I am going to be doing giveaways moving forward. So maybe we'll do one, like, if you leave a review. I don't know. I'm not guaranteeing anything right now, but like, it would just mean so much if you would take the time to review and rate, especially if you do 5 stars and gas me up. Like, you know, I'm a words of F girl. It would mean so much. If you have the extra time, I would love you for that. And be sure to follow me on all the socials at TK's Juicy Pulls on Instagram and TikTok, and at Making Moves and at Making Moves Pod. Follow us. Love you guys. Be sure to make someone else's day this week. I'll see you next week.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.